I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. Rain and thunderstorms in the forecast today. We'll see a high near 83 degrees. Roughly 100 students recently traveled to Washington, D.C., hoping to urge Congress to pass the so-called DREAM Act. Among them was Bruna Cardozo, a graduate student at the University of Illinois. She came to the United States as a child from Brazil and says the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, or DACA, has changed her life. Cardozo's permit expires in 2019, and since the Trump administration is phasing out the program, she could be forced to leave. She says DACA participants could easily be targets for deportation.
The government has all our information. They know where we are. I think we deserve to be protected because we did come out of the shadows, and everything that we've always been asked to do, we have done.
Cardozo and other college students were hoping to convince lawmakers to pass the DREAM Act. That would help protect undocumented young adults who want to continue to work and study in the United States. The state of Illinois appears to be chasing a moving target as it tries to dig out of the nation's worst budget crisis and $7.5 billion worth of unpaid bills. They hadn't even been sent to the official who writes the checks by the end of last fiscal year, June 30th. The Associated Press obtained the review conducted by Comptroller Susana Mendoza's office. Although many of those unprocessed bills have since been paid, the office says a similar amount have replaced them. That's in addition to $9 billion worth of checks that are at the office but being delayed because the state simply lacks the money to pay them. The mound of past due bills tripled over the 2 years Republican Governor Bruce Rauner and Democrats who control the General Assembly were locked in a budget stalemate. That stalemate ended in July. A central Illinois gun rights group says it's open to banning so-called bump stocks if Congress gives gun owners some other concessions. Mark Schultz explains.
Bump stocks can cause a semi-automatic weapon to simulate a fully automatic weapon. Las Vegas gunman Stephen Craig Paddock used a bump stock during last week's mass murder. Some lawmakers are calling for a ban on bump stocks. John Bach with the group GunSaveLife.com says the devices are a novelty and not widely used. But he says he'd agree to a bump stock ban if Congress would allow greater concealed carry reciprocity and legalizes sound suppressors.
So that people could buy them at a gun store and use them on their firearms, much as people buy mufflers at a muffler shop and use them on their cars.
Concealed carry reciprocity would recognize concealed carry permits across state lines. Bach says the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms should review bump stocks for possible regulation first. Like the National Rifle Association, he opposes Congress acting first without an ATF opinion. I'm Mark Schultz.
We've got showers and thunderstorms in the forecast today. Expect a high near 83 degrees. Rain will continue into tonight, then clearing tomorrow and cooler. I'm Jennifer Fuller.